Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at the benefits of joy, or joy's benefits. And we found out so many different things in Christ. In Christ, you can be joyful in the midst of storms. You can be joyful in the midst of trials and tribulations in Christ. When you're in God's presence, He says you have fullness of joy. He says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The Word of God is my joy. I believe I've discovered the way to live in joy and peace in all times, and that is by the Word of God, by knowing Jesus, by having a personal relationship with Him, by trusting Him to take care of me and everything about me. I just put my faith and my trust in God, and my joy is always there. My life has not changed much over this past year, 2020, because I'm trusting in God, and I continue to live the life that He's told me to live, and I continue to believe the promises in His Word, and I'm in joy. I will stay in joy. Ain't no demon gonna steal my joy, because if it can steal my joy, then it can steal my goods, because when I'm not in joy, I'm not strong and I can't stand against him. We've got to learn to be in full joy. We've got to learn to be positive, to be praising God. We've got to be uplifting, speaking to people, encouraging people in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And you know, if there's no one there to encourage you, you need to encourage yourself in Christ. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Let's continue where we left off yesterday.
On the golf course, anywhere I am, I'm always like this. I'm up, I'm encouraging, I enjoy life. I take every second and I value every second, and I love God, and God's got me. God loves me. I don't even know why sometimes, but He loves me. I make the biggest mistakes and yet He still blesses me. I don't even get it. But I know it. I know that He loves me. And that's something Creflo Dollar said. You know, he went through a terrible time in his life. He got cancer and he had a lot of stuff happening in his life. And he said he was feeling so crushed, so down, so almost, this is it. I mean, he was in bad shape. This cancer was ravaging his body. And he said, but there was just one thing I knew, one thing and one thing only that I stood on. Was God loves me. You must hear his testimony. He said, all I know is God. He said, my faith had wavered. Everything was wavering. He said, but I knew this one thing. God loves me. Amen. He said, and that God loves me got me through it. God loves me. What about people who don't know God? Do you know God loves you? Do you know that He loves you? Seriously. Well, what have I done? Maybe nothing as far as you're concerned, but God loves you. He loves us. And if He loves us, He's going to take care of us. And if we go through situations, some of us have been through some horrendous things that you wouldn't wish on anybody. And yet, we're still moving forward. We're still serving God. We're still loving God. We are still children of God. He loves us. He gets us through situations. There are situations I couldn't have got through without God. There's no ways you can get through some of the stuff. But with God, you can get through all things. He strengthens you. And so when you get joy in Christ, you got strength. And it's always better to have strength before you go into a situation. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 162, out of the Passion says, your promises are the source of my bubbling joy. Don't you like that? Your promises are the source of my bubbling joy. The revelation of your word thrills me like one who has discovered hidden treasure. There you have it. The Word of God is full of joy in my life. It brings joy to my life. When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight. God's Word in us brings joy. And the joy of God brings strength. And the strength and the joy of God brings anointing. I'm telling you, you can't be a full-on Christian child of God without joy operational in your life. You got to get joy. You got to make a decision. I believe, I trust, I'm going to be joyful. I'm going to be joyful. You know, we're watching a guy. We watch people that are not even Christians sometimes. Because I don't know if you know this, but that the world, I mean, they do things in such excellence that the church doesn't do, unfortunately, a lot of the times. I mean, the stuff they do is not good, a lot of the stuff. And like the movies they make, they're phenomenal. Yes. I mean, you can't believe what you're seeing. It's just incredible what they do. And they've got a level of excellence up there, but it's a lot of it is godless. And I watched some of these guys, and the one guy was saying, how do you answer someone? Because we wanted to see, how do you answer someone when they ask you, how are you doing? He has a standard answer. He said, fine. How are you? Fine. You does it bear witness with you? You're all acting differently. But how are you doing? I'm doing fine. That's what most, they say that like it's 80%, the answer is fine. Why do we just answer fine? Why don't you say, I'm doing very good. I'm excellent. We need to start thinking differently. We need to come higher. We are the children of God. We are what the world needs. We are what they're going to turn to. We are coming to it's like a train on the rails to the end time. We have the answers for the people that don't know God. And so when they ask you how you're doing, just if you've been saying fine or under the circumstances or okay or not bad, not bad. I mean, how are you doing? Not bad. I mean, what kind of an answer is that? And yet you hear it all the time. Under the circumstances, not bad, and a whole lot of other negative things. Turn it around. Just turn it around. Say, I'm doing great. Well, I don't want to lie, Pastor. Well, as long as you got that attitude, you'll be doing ungreat. Call things that are not as though they were. I'm doing great. Thank you. And if you're a child of God, you are doing great. Newsflash. If you're a Christian, you are doing great. I don't care how much financial problems you got. I don't care what sickness is doing in you. You are doing great. Why? Because you're a child of God and you're going to heaven. Period.
That's right.
Think different. Come up higher. Come up higher. Stop being Mr. Grumpy. Mrs. Grumble. Hello. Another thing that is attached to joy, listen, is prosperity. Prosperity is attached to joy.
Right, right. Come on.
Isaiah 9:3. This is the expanded version. God, you have caused the nation to grow, expand, enlarge, and made the people happy, increased their joy. And they have shown their happiness too and rejoiced before you. Like the joy during harvest time, like the joy of people taking what they have won in war, dividing the spoils and plunder. Joy, joy, joy. Listen, he's talking about harvest time, the spoil, the plunder. They rejoice before you. Joy will produce in your life prosperity for your life.
Well, I tithe and give offerings and it's not working.
Yeah, but God said he likes a cheerful giver. You're not. Come on. Come on.
Well, we don't have to give tithes and offerings. That's old covenant. You're putting me under the law.
Yeah, you're not giving anything and you got nothing coming back either. Amen. Joy will bring the harvest. I tithe, I give offerings. And I'm telling you, when I looked, and I told you and Adam and that, when I looked at my bank at my investment that I've done? Ask my mother-in-law. The joy came even stronger. When everyone was going down, I was going up. You got to be joyful. Got to have a good attitude. Smile. Be nice. Be nice. Use underarm and deodorant. Smell nice. Look nice. Comb your hair. Brush your teeth. Be nice. Be nice. Stop griping, grumbling, and complaining. And if you've got nothing good to say, don't speak. Come on. We've got to be nice. We've got to be joyful. What's going to get the world that's lost and dying, going on a slippery slope down to where they don't want to go, what's going to get them to come to you and me?
Well, you know, I'm just having a hard day.
Just like the world. They're not going to be attracted to that. They are attracted to healing and prosperity and wisdom and joy and health. That's what's going to attract the world. Would you say yes? Pastor Adam, I was getting the joy right now. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Cheerful. Cheerful givers.
Oh, they just want my money.
Don't put it in, because really you're not getting anything back. You're going to need it. Cheerful. Joy is connected to prosperity. Think about that. Be joyful. Put something in the offering. Say, praise God. When you give someone some money, say, yes, Lord. You know, I used to get upset when people, you know, you'd go to a place and you're buying something and say, would you like to donate $5 to such and such? I used to say, no, not really, thanks, because I give a lot at church. I mean, that's, I didn't say that, but I do, and I give to a lot of people. And I started saying, God, I'm missing opportunities. I'm for it. Absolutely, yes, go ahead. Yes, I had to have a realization check, locate myself, and say to myself, are you stingy? Are you full of nonsense saying no? You've charged me already. You're trying to get extra cash out of me. Now you want to, I don't even know if it's going to go to those people. You understand what I'm saying? You don't know what they're doing with the money. And it's normally to help children. What do you say to that? No. No, go ahead. Listen, if they steal from me, they're going to lose more, but I'm going to still gain. And I do it with joy now. I had to get a check on myself, and now I do it with joy. Can you say amen? If you have a negative outlook on life, honestly, check it in at the door when you come here. Seriously, if you've got negativity in your life and you're negative and then nothing is sacred in your life. Check it in at the door. Come in here and make an attitude adjustment. Get positive. What have I got to be positive about? You got Christ. You got salvation. You got a family. You got a roof over your head. You got a car you got you in. What have you got to be joyful about? You can see. You can hear. You can talk. You can enjoy meals. You can taste differently. You can partake of family. What have I got to be? Just shut it up. Get a reality check and turn it around. Stop looking at the negative and start looking at the positive. The glass is overflowing. It's not half empty.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO?